It was good. He did well. It does well. Anyway, thank you, Matt. Oh, heaps is happening as usual, and it is awesome, and I'm excited. Mother's Day next week, and don't feel like you missed out on Sunday nights, because as a Mother's Day present to my mum, I asked her to speak on Sunday night, because that's the kind of son that I am. And it's going to be really amazing, I know. So get there, you don't want to miss that. And I feel incredibly blessed to not only have just a mum who is just good at being a mum, but is just awesome at doing everything. So it's great. So don't miss out on that. And don't miss out on the church building fund as well, the project, the stuff with the buy a brick. And like the idea with the bricks, and you can have a look at it, and there's a card on, I think, most seats, is, you know, just to make it really, really simple. Like, because, you know, it's a big thing and it's a lot of money and it's a complicated, and, you know, there's not like a physical building that you can look at and go, yeah, that's what we're getting. And so, like, so the idea of buying the bricks is just, you know, it just makes it easy, makes it accessible, it makes it simple. And it's something that every single one of us can do. You know, at $2 a brick, there is not one person in this room who couldn't do something. And so that's really awesome. And I'm excited to walk into our new church building at some point and just go, I did that. I was a part of building that. And I think, like, that's why, like, a church is more than a building, because it's just, like, it's a group of people who are achieving something together and building a community and are reaching their world. And that's what it's about, yeah. And a building just facilitates that. And so get involved, be a part of it, pray about what God wants you to do. And I'm sure that He will stretch you, and you know, if you're thinking, oh, maybe one brick, then, you know, set your sights higher, because I'm sure that you can spring for two, and we'll build a fire pit out the back. It'll be good. Anyway, get involved, get into it, but really pray about it as well. Like, pray about what you think God wants you to do, so that when it comes that time, and when we're walking in, we're celebrating our new building and all of that, and that's going to be fantastic, that you're standing there with pride saying, I did what God told me to do and I was a part of this. And I think that's a great thing to be able to hold on to. And, you know, like the Bible says, don't take pride in yourself, but in God and His strength and your weakness. And that's what I want to get to when we walk in and just be like, God, I don't know how it happened and it wasn't anything to do with me, but You strengthened me and enabled me to be a part of this, and I just did what You told me to. Sweet. All right. I'm going to pray before I start. God, I just thank You so much for this group of people, and just for just amazing people that You have touched and You have spoken to, and that You continue to speak to, God. And I pray that tonight You'd really show us things in Your Word and really just open our eyes to what You're trying to say, and just be with us in this time, God. Thank You that You're already here and that You're already at work. And yeah, I just pray that You would be glorified, God. Amen. All right. So my message tonight is called What Not to Wear, and that's just is a bit of a silly title. But, you know, like, I was reading this verse in Colossians, and it made me think of it, and so I want to read that. So if you've got your Bible, open up to Colossians 3, verse 12, and we'll get into it. Everyone has their Bible? Bring your Bible to church. Bring your Bible to youth. Put in your bag, download an app, whatever you do, but, you know, keep the Word of God with you. It's a good thing. All right, Colossians 3:12. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. That's a challenging passage, that one right there. Always. You have to stop at that. It says, and over all of these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. So as you may have guessed, I'm not talking about, you know, physically what not to wear. We're not going to have like a makeover show where we get fashion tips or anything like that. Like, you know, wear what you want to wear. Like, all the Bible says is to be modest about it. So do that and don't worry about it and get on with the things that matter. But I want to talk about the attitudes and the spirit that you put on every day, kind of the clothes of your life, if you will, like the things that the heart that we wear to work or to uni. I love what Cole said before, and that was so good and so true. And I just It was good, Colin. Thank you. And as a side, if you want a friend, then just go and introduce yourself to Colin, because he is a good man and he will tell it to you straight, but he'll always be on your side. So go and talk to him. If you want someone who will really be a good friend to you, then you should talk to Colin. I've known him for a long time, so I can say that. Where's it going? All right, yeah. So the clothes of your life is what I want to talk about. Like what not to wear. Like as a follower of Jesus, as a believer in Christ, then what are the things that I'm putting on that I shouldn't be putting on? Or what are the clothes that I'm wearing? Like this passage, it says, clothe yourselves in kindness, in compassion, in humility, in gentleness, in love, like and patience, and forgive each other. And these are the things that God is saying, like when you come into a relationship with me, when you realize that you are saved by me and you want to follow me with your life, then I've got like a new wardrobe for you. I've got some new stuff for you to put on, yeah? Not wearing negativity or pride or anger or bitterness or any of these things that, it's really easy to put on, but wearing love and compassion and patience, yeah? And so that's kind of what I want to talk about tonight. If that's okay with all of you. If it's not okay, then I'm still going to do it anyway. You just, sit there quietly and wait until the end. So I'm going to talk about what we're wearing, as a follower of Jesus, as a church, as a community of believers. What are the things that we are putting on? Like, what are we wearing every day? How does that affect our lives and the lives of the people around you? Because, like, the things that you put on, the attitudes that you wear, like, they have such a drastic impact on the people in your life. So it's not just about you and whether you feel, like, excited or happy or down or whatever today, but it's about, like, the way that you live that then shows other people who Jesus is and what he did for them. And that's the impact that it has. So I'm going to talk about what not to wear, but mostly I'm just going to talk about, this passage and just some things that I felt like God showed me out of that. So I just wanted a good title. So the first thing is, your clothes identify you. When we go onto the field, we wear the blue and black of City Life FC, and we represent City Life on the soccer field, and you can tell that we're from City Life because we have the jersey on. Yeah, you with me? When a sporting team runs onto the field, you can see what they're representing because of the colors that they're wearing. Yeah, like the clothes that you wear can represent like some subculture, maybe a band that you like, the team that you support, whatever it is. In the Old Testament, the priests had to wear all of this weird stuff. Read it. They had like tassels and robes and boxes on their head and just all sorts of stuff to say, I'm a priest and I'm set apart from God, for God. And the things that they wore identified them as a priest. Yeah. And so now in this day and age and in this, like the new covenant and after Jesus, it's not about the external things that we wear. It's not about like people know that I'm a Christian because I have an armband on or Jesus t-shirt or something. Like that doesn't say that you're a Christian, but it's the things that you wear on your heart and in your life. It's the character of God that you put on, yeah? His spirit on your life and the fruits of his spirit that when you wear them every day, it identifies you as a follower of Jesus, yeah? Just the same way as you wear like a jersey that represents your favorite team. Josh is wearing his with pride tonight, all day in fact. In fact, I don't think I've seen him take it off for the last few months. But that's because he supports a team, and that's what you do, yeah? And the way what you wear and the way that you live identifies the culture that you belong to, yeah? In John 13, Jesus says to his disciples, he says, I'm going to give you a new command. He says, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. This is really, really simple stuff, okay? This is not a complicated message. Jesus says to his disciples, if you want people to know that you followed me, that you were my disciple, that you lived with me and spent time with me and were touched by the things that I did, he says, then love each other. And as you love each other, people will know that you were my disciples. And so, like, that's how we show it. Like, let's not try and show it in some, like silly external like thing that we do, but show that we're a Christian because we love people, because we're giving and patient, like Colin was saying, like that we are encouraging of people, that like, you know, in your workplace, you're the person that somebody can come to if they need encouragement. You're the person that they'll come to if they need love. Like they know that like if they're getting brought down by other people, that you will not be a part of that. You know, let's put that on, yeah? Let's, like, as a family of believers, like, let's support each other and do everything that we can to be unified so that people might know that we are Jesus' disciples, yeah? And let's make everything that we do be bound by love. You know, I would so much rather somebody know that I was a Christian because of the way I loved people than because I wore an armband. Like, you know, it's really, really easy. You know, The other thing that is identified by the things that you can wear is what you're representing. And I was thinking about this like this week or last week or whatever, they kind of unveiled the new Australian Olympic stuff. And just, you know, what it means if you wear the like Olympic jersey, Australian green and gold, whatever, you're representing your country. What that shows people, yeah? That you were chosen from everybody to represent, because whoever was picking decided that you were the best person to represent our country in running or swimming or, you know, whatever. And the incredible thing is that God has chosen us, and it says in Colossians that we are holy and that we are dearly loved. And so then, therefore, as God's chosen people, let's put on these clothes. Let's put on compassion and humility and gentleness and kindness and love, so that people will see who we represent. Yeah, and they will see, like, you know, what country we're from. And then they know when you win that you are from God's country. Yeah, that's why you do it. Yeah. So let's put on the team colors. Yeah. Wearing the team colors also promotes unity. And when you're all wearing the same thing, you're together, you're in the team. You know who the opposition is because they're wearing different colors to you. So we need to be people that would put on these colors together so that, like, we would work together as a team, because we're a team, we're a family, we're a group of people working together to achieve something and to see people's lives changed by God. And so we need to get into it, yeah? Come on. I know this is not complicated. I know that it's pretty simple, but I feel like, you know, if we can get it, if we can do that, then, oh man, it's like nothing, it's unstoppable. You know, in Ephesians 4, it says, "As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you've received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all." You know, it's all of us together in this. And the Bible says to make every effort that we can, so that when people see our lives, see the way that we treat each other, see the way that we treat the world, that they would see that we're followers of Jesus. And that we serve one God who is over all and through all and in all. And that, like, you know, we would be identified by the colors that we wear. And that's not a physical thing. I hope that you're getting that. But it's a spiritual thing and a lifestyle thing. And so let's get that. So it identifies us. The other thing, the next thing that I kind of really just got out of this that, I don't know, it's really just stood out to me, was that God has new clothes for us and you shouldn't wear hand-me-downs. Like, I was the oldest, so I guess I didn't really wear many hand-me-downs, which Luke is shaking his head in the front. But, you know, I think we grow up and things happen in your life and you get these clothes and they're like, you know, bitterness or hurt or pride or like impatience or rejection or selfishness or whatever it is. There are things that your past is that's full of old clothes. And sometimes, like, you have these things and they don't suit you. They're worn out. They don't really fit properly. But you keep trying to wear the old hand-me-downs, yeah? And I think sometimes we try and wear hurt or rejection or sin like it's an old t-shirt. You know, like the t-shirt that you've worn for too long and it's clearly destroyed, but you keep wearing it because it's comfortable. I don't know, but when I was like preparing and I really hit that point, I was like, what? I don't know, it's a question. Like, write this down. You don't have to yell it out to me. But what are you wearing that you're comfortable with that is actually wrecked and is hurting you? What are like the old clothes that have just, you've gotten used to it, but it's time to, you know, chuck that one in the bin. That's not even going to salvos. That's in the bin. Come on. No, in Romans 13, Paul says, he says, the night is nearly over and the day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave decently as in the daytime, not in orgies or drunkenness, nor in sexual immorality or debauchery, not in dissension or jealousy. Rather, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the sinful nature. God has new clothes for you. And you need to stop wearing the hand-me-downs and stop wearing the old stuff and put off the old so that you can put on the new. Amen. I don't know what there is that you need to just chuck in the bin, burn whatever it is, but you need this old stuff that you need to get rid of so that you can put on the new. I remember a few years ago, Zach's not here, is he? He's not here. No. Zach had like all of these t-shirts, like when he first started coming to church, first got saved, he had all these t-shirts with like sus slogans on them. You know, you can get t-shirts. We sat in his backyard and he burnt his old t-shirts. And man, that was such a good thing. And you know, that's what you need to do sometimes. There are old things that you're still wearing that need to be burnt so that you can put something new on. Come on. You know, Ephesians 4:22 says, you were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Now, God has these amazing new clothes for you. It's like your own makeover show where you come in and God comes in, he looks in your cupboard and he goes, no. Chucks all of that out and he says, here he goes, like $10,000 to go to Meijer or whatever. And you get all new clothes. And that's what God is trying to do in your life, yeah? And he says, get rid of the old, put off the old so that there is room here for the new. And then the new self, it says, is created to be like God. Come on. Who doesn't want that? And I was thinking about the story of the prodigal son, and if you know it, it's like this son, he goes off and he does everything his own way, and he ends up like a slave in with the pigs. And that's when he realizes he needs to come back to his father. And so he comes back to his father. And I can just imagine he's coming back to his father and he's wearing like the mud pig clothes. And when he comes and his father runs to him and grabs him and he says to his servants, get him a new robe. Get a ring and put it on his finger because he's come back home. And that's what God wants to do. He says, get rid of the old stuff. Get rid of the hand-me-downs because I have new things for you to put on. I've got love for you to put on. I've got compassion for you to put on. I've got humility for you to put on. I've got faithfulness. And he's just like, you need to get rid of this old stuff so you can put on something new and precious and you can be like God. Amen? So that was, don't wear hand-me-downs. All right. I guess the thing that I want to finish with was that we need to choose to do this every day. You know, every morning when you wake up, unless like you go to school and you wear a uniform, you choose what you put on, yeah? Maybe you just choose the thing that smells the least, but you make a choice. That's a good choice. It's a good choice. But you choose to put something on, yeah, every morning. But I feel like we don't choose what spiritual things we put on every morning. And every day, like we go to work or you go to uni and you're still kind of wearing your pajamas spiritually. Like you kind of, you know, you got dressed and you had breakfast and you went to work, but you didn't actually choose what you put on in your life and in your heart, yeah? We need to make an active choice every day to put on the new clothes that God has given us. It's not enough to have them sitting in the cupboard. You go, man, these look nice. But then just like, go to work in your pajamas. Like, you need to put them on every day, yeah? I was really interested by this because there's a lot of references to, you know, putting on this new stuff. And interested that, you know, clothes are an external thing. Clothes are not, like, attached to you. There's something that you put on, yeah? And it's a good thing that we all put clothes on. But it doesn't mean that they have to be your personality naturally. Now, I think sometimes people are like, oh, I'm just like a grumpy person or a negative person or like whatever. And people accept these lies about themselves and think, this is just who I am, when really you're just not putting the right clothes on. And instead of being an internal thing that you say, this is a problem with my character and the way that I am made, it changes to, no, I put the wrong things on today, and that's why I'm negative and grumpy and all of that. Really, I should have put on love and compassion and kindness and graciousness and patience and the fruits of the Spirit, yeah? No, let's not just, no, don't sell yourself short and think that you're just not a nice person. Just put the right clothes on when you wake up, yeah? Now, in Luke 24, Jesus is talking to his disciples, and he says, I'm going to go and I'm going to send someone. And he says this, verse 49, I'm going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. Jesus says to the disciples, don't go out without any clothes on. And it's simple, but you get the point. He says, don't leave until I've given you the clothes to put on. Otherwise, you'll run around with your grumpy, naked self and nobody will want to know a thing about Jesus and what God's done for them. Yeah, and he says, wait until I can get this power from on high that will clothe you so you can put that on and then you can go out, yeah? Now, you decide what you wear every single day. And we need to be empowered to make that choice and not think that it's just like something that happens by chance. I think probably a lot of us spend more time deciding what physical clothes we wear than what spiritual clothes that we put on every morning. And maybe we need to spend some time with that and simplify our wardrobe or something. I don't know. But the compassion and love and kindness, they're not accessories. They're not like extra bits that you put on when you're done getting dressed. You know, like you wear like a you know, you get your basics and then you've got the extra bits that you put on. That's not compassion and love and kindness and graciousness and patience and all of those things, yeah? Those things are like jeans and t-shirt type clothes. They're the things that you wear every day. You know, that's the basic stuff, you know, like socks and a shirt and pants and shoes. Like, it's just stuff that you just put on every day. And I think we need to learn that, yeah? They're not going to stop looking good. They're not going to go out of fashion. They're not going to change. They're not going to get worn out or stop being comfortable. They're the basics. Every day, always good. Put it on. Cannot go wrong if you put on all of those things. That's what I love. It's like Jesus not saying, put on like being crazy religious. He says, put on loving each other. You can't go wrong if you do that. So why not do it, yeah? So, you know, that's pretty much what I've got tonight. That we would, like it says in Colossians 3, as God's chosen people, people who are made holy by God, who are loved by God, that have been chosen by God, that we would clothe ourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, that we would forgive each other and love each other, that we would forgive as God forgave us, and then we would put love over all of that. You know, we've been chosen by God and called by Him to do something incredible and to represent Him to the world. So we need to put the colors on, put on the right clothing, put the uniform. You know, God has set out the clothes for you. It's not complicated. It's like when you were a little kid and your parents would set out the things that you had to wear and you just put them on. God's doing that for you, and he's saying, here are the things, I've got them ready for you, I've given you the gift that is the Holy Spirit, so that those things can be on you and in you all the time. Just put it on every day, amen. Don't put on your old hand-me-downs, put on the new stuff that God's got for you, amen. I'm going to pray. God, I just thank you so much for everything that you've done for us. God, thank you that while we were dead in our sin, that you chose us. And you made us alive in you. God, thank you that like we don't have to wear the old stuff anymore. We don't have to wear hurt or bitterness or anger or resentment or anything, God, like that. We don't have to wear past rejection or past sin. We don't have to wear past mistakes. We don't have to wear the stuff that has happened to us in our life. But we can wear the clothes that you put out for us, God. We can wear the power of the Holy Spirit. That we can wear love and compassion and kindness and patience. And God, that you've just put that right there for us. God, I pray that you would help us to make that choice every day. God, that you would help us to put on the things that you've set out, God, and not the hand-me-downs. God, help us to get rid of the old so that we can put on the new. Thank you, God. I just want to pray with you tonight if you really want to respond to that and you're just saying, maybe you want to just get rid of old stuff and put something new on. Maybe you've never thought about God like that before and that he's got that for you and that he loves you and that he's chosen you. Then I want to pray with you. And, you know, if you've never accepted that and never accepted what Jesus did for you and all of that, and that the whole reason that we can put on the new is because of what Jesus did on the cross for us. And because of him, we don't have to be bound by anything, by sin or the past or anything like that, but we can be totally free in him. And so if you want to respond to that, if you want to pray that, then I want to pray with you. And so maybe just open your heart and I'm going to pray, and then we'll pray a prayer together at the end. God, I just thank you so much for every person here. God, thank you that you've chosen us, you called us, God, that you've healed us and that you've freed us. God, thank you for your son Jesus, that he took all of our punishment and all of our sin. And God, there's nothing that we can do to repay you for that or deserve that or earn that, but you give it to us as a free gift. God, we want to put off the old. We're sorry for wearing it for so long. God, we want to put on the new, the things that you've got set out for us, God. Fill us with your spirit and your power. God, strengthen us, enable us to make the choice every day to put on love, God. And yeah, God, just thank you that you're with us right now and you're speaking to us. We're just going to pray this prayer all together. And so if you want to accept Jesus into your heart for the first time, or you just want to confirm that again, then we're just going to pray this all together. It's up on the screen, so we can all just pray it out loud. Dear Jesus, I believe in you. Thank you for forgiving me. Come into my life. I'll follow you. Amen. Thanks, guys.